Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
You want to be a speaker, trainer, or coach? I've got you. Antonio T. Smith Jr. is my name. You've probably heard of me. That's probably why you're here. I've been featured on Forbes, awarded top 101 global developmental and training minds on Goldcast. It's just a wonderful ride for me, but I got here by speaking. And now at this point in my legacy, I'm not interested in how much money I make, more about how I make my money. Therefore, I am taking select people, people with stories, people with intensity, people who want to value personal development over money. This sounds like you. If your blood is boiling right now, then I may be speaking to you. If you have that story that you know would change the world, if you change somebody and now you're addicted to it and you want to do it more, if you want to speak in front of 10,000 people, or maybe you just want to be famous, get your name out there and change the world. However it may be, however it happens, Bureau of Dominant Speakers is for you. It's intense. I won't lie to you. I'm a very intense person. It's very affordable. Look in the show notes. You'll see Bureau of Dominant Speakers. Click that link. And hey, let's dominate. Because you can do it. And this is your moment. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back, as always, the Secrets to Success podcast. Antonio T. Smith Jr. here, as always. But, hey, this episode is not about me. This episode is about a man named Andreas, down here in South Texas, as we have it, speaking with our Mexican Spanish down here. This guy is fantastic. I am loving everything I've read about him and heard about him thus far. So let me just shut my mouth and bring you the billionaire with a B. Andreas, why don't you introduce yourself to our audience?
Hi, Anthony. Thanks for having me, and I'm happy to be on the speaker with you here today.
Man, that's just fantastic. I have heard so much about you before you ever got here. I was perusing your website yesterday. First off, whoever your graphic designer is, tell them fantastic job. It was very easy to follow. It was wonderful, and I'm into real estate big time, and I don't want to just tout your accomplishments because you're so well accomplished. We can tout your accomplishments for maybe 3 days, but I really got to talk about this real estate, man. You are the most successful and decorated real estate person in probably Asia Pacific, but definitely Thailand. Can you talk about that for a little bit?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I've been doing real estate for almost 16 years now, based in Thailand, but I'm renowned in Asia for the resorts and condominium developments I've been doing, and residential buildings, commercial buildings. I've been doing different developments over the last 16 years in Thailand.
That's fantastic. And in fact, I forgot to mention to you, but my audience knows it, 55% of my audience is in Asia Pacific. So you're literally talking to your audience, my audience, but most of them are in Asia Pacific, and they're going to have a fine time meeting you. Now, I brought up Thailand. So this is what I want to do, man. You're a billionaire. I'm a millionaire. Let's see if we can break it down a little bit and get to know how the heck did you even get here. Can you, in about 3 minutes or so, tell us your story, or at least the beginning part of it?
Sure, I'm happy to. Well, I'm originally from Sweden, Scandinavia, and I wasn't very happy over there. The country is cold, and it's complete darkness almost the whole year round, except a few months of the year where we have maybe if we're lucky, we'll have a little bit of sunshine in summer. But wow. I was never happy there, and I was depressed, and I knew I wanted to live in a different country, in a tropical paradise somewhere, and I didn't know where, but I just had this belief that I needed to at least move from my own country to be able to live my dreams and to live a happy life therefore after. And my grandfather died when I was about 19. I was turning 20 years old, and he left an inheritance of $2,000, and that was the flight ticket out. I saw my chance of taking that big leap of faith and finally pursuing my dreams. I didn't have any dreams of becoming a real estate developer or a successful business CEO as I am today, but I just wanted to move out. That was the first step I took. So I booked a one-way ticket to Thailand, and that was also a coincidence, since that was what the travel agent recommended me to spend my $2,000 on to be able to fly to Thailand. And it looked like a great country with blue oceans, palm trees, white sandy beaches, and it didn't go really as I expected. I ended up homeless, sleeping on the beaches of Thailand, and I was too proud to call back to my family and say that I failed in life. So that's a little bit of a rundown how I ended up in Thailand.
Man, okay, you gave me so much to talk about. I'm going to see if I can hit all five. We'll talk about a few things. I felt so much energy coming off of you when you said, I had to get out of there. I took my 2000 and I left what I did not like. Please,
yes.
Can you express the importance to our listeners, who are now your listeners, the importance of leaving what you do not like?
Well, I mean, that was the best decision I ever done in my life. At the same time, when I was on that travel agent and I knew that I was one step away from changing my life, I was terrified. I was afraid. I was going to a country I didn't know anything about. I didn't know the language. I didn't know the culture. I was on the other side of the world, away from family and friends. But I still, there was something inside of me telling me that I'm better than this and I should take this big leap of faith. And it was my mother who encouraged me. She said, well, if everything goes wrong, and everything doesn't go as you expected, you know that you're always welcome back. And that was the final words I needed from her before I took that final decision.
That's amazing. All right, I'm gonna do some numbers real quick because I want to get deeper into you because I can feel your energy. I'm one of those weird people, but from what I read, you believe in the law of attraction too, right? So we gotta go there here in a second. But I want to do some numbers real quick. In the last 17 days, as you were talking, I was pulling up the downloads from the last episode. I'm on one platform. And I'm looking at Apple's right now. The last billionaire that I had on here. You would be the second here. It's been downloaded in the last 17 days over 75,000 times. Okay.
Wow, that's
now,
amazing.
I'm saying that, yes, thank you very much. One of the first things I did was build a large audience. That's the first thing I did.
Cool. Well done.
Thank you very much. So we're talking to about 75,000 people over the next, by April, you would have reached 75,000 people who download. That's the people that download. That's just the people who listen. So I want you to talk specifically to them. You left a bad situation, and you thought it was going to be good, but you ended up homeless. Now, I don't want to talk about the homeless just yet. I want to talk about leaving and then thinking it's going to be good, and then smack, life goes, not yet, buddy. What would you tell the 75,000 people getting ready to listen to you, how to handle it when they're stuck between their promise and their breakdown? What would you tell them to do?
Well, what I learned with my journey and being rock bottom, being homeless, sleeping on a beach of Thailand and with no financial support from anywhere, being alone, and what I understand today is it doesn't matter how deep down you go, there is always a way up. And it all depends on the way you think and the way you feel and the way you take certain actions toward the things that you want to have in life. So I learned, I guess sitting here today, I think that was the best thing that ever happened to me in life. But at that time when I was on that beach, I thought that was the worst thing that ever happened. So it's just two different ways of seeing it, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. I completely agree with that. I have a saying that I tell my people, and I want to see if you agree with it and if you or disagree with it. And either way, take whatever route, agree or disagree, just add some commentary to it. I tell people winning never taught me anything but to be arrogant, superstitious, and comfortable. Losing has taught me everything I've ever needed to know. What would you say
well,
to that?
I would say that I agree 100% with you, Anthony. It's from my failures, from my disappointments, from the big bricks of wall that I've been hitting through my journey. That's the one who taught me something. That's the one who hardened me and strengthened me and taught me to see them from different angles because failures are a part of the success. And nowadays, I'm happy when I fail because I know it's just an opportunity in disguise.
Wow. Okay. Failure is an opportunity in disguise. I just wanted to repeat that for someone who may have missed it while driving on the way to work. I want you to hear what Andreas just said. That was fantastic. Now, another thing you said, and we're just in the beginning of his stories, ladies and gentlemen. This is amazing. Another thing you said is you got $2,000 inheritance, and it struck me immediately. Two things immediately struck me when you said this. I thought you were going to say $200,000 inheritance. That's number one. And then I thought you were going to say, well, I took the $2,000, I bought a real estate property, and I got lucky and such and such. But you said the $2,000 caught a flight. So really, the only thing that $2,000 did for you was move you out of Sweden. How on earth did you go from broke to billionaire on planet Earth?
Well, it takes almost a 10 to 12 year journey to go through how I came from, how I stood myself up from the beach to sitting here in New York in a beautiful hotel and doing podcasts with you. So, I took that $2,000 enough to paying a little bit of my debt back home. That was enough for a one-way ticket to Thailand, and I didn't even have a return ticket, so it was either make it or break it, and I did break it completely.
Wow, so, yeah, you did.
But I landed at first, I landed a job as a promoter for a hotel there. But I was making maybe perhaps around $100 to $120 a month. That was my first income, my first job I ever had in Thailand. And in that time, I was a person who believed that life just happens to you and you're not in control of it and you just live day by day. And that kind of thinking made me spend my money on parties and events and activities instead of paying my rent. And after 4 months of unpaid rents in my little apartment in Thailand, I got thrown out by 4 police officers who came after the landlord called him and told him that I haven't paid. So I had to pack my bags. And the first thing I thought of was I'll go down to the beach and I'll think about what to do with my life next. And that day became many more days sleeping on the beach. And I remember using my towels as blankets and my bags as pillows. So I remember it as yesterday. Yeah.
Wow. So you. So now we got two homeless and we're homeless twice. And it's amazing.
Yeah,
this is absolutely amazing. Oh man, okay, your energy is coming off you so strong. So let's talk about it. Let me just jump right into it, because you mentioned that you were just one of those people that thought life just happened to you. Won't you break that down even more for our audience?
Well, there is two ways of seeing things, and I believe that poor people nowadays, I've been poor, I mean, I've seen two parts of life, and being poor, we do have a belief that we're not in control of what's happening to us, and we live day by day, and we cannot, we think that just life happens to you day by day, and you're not in control, you're an autopilot, and you just let life carry around. And I believe in something completely different today, and I believe that we are the creators of our own reality and our own future by the images of our head and the emotions of our soul, right? So everything is created with from inside before it becomes something outside of yourself.
Wow. Okay. So I want to point out something that hasn't been, it's one of those things, so more is caught than taught. You have Andreas and Antonio, two A names, and we're both, I want to say, lucky enough to be successful, in alignment enough to be successful is what I would say. And I want you all to pay attention that when he talks, I'm hanging on to his every word. When I talk, he's hanging on to my every word. There's no cutting off. There's just submission, back and forth, give and pull. And I'm saying that to set up this next thing. Andreas, you seem to have mastered the art of actively listening. Percentage-wise, how much would you say listening and being coachable has attributed to you being a billionaire today?
I wouldn't be here today if I wasn't a good listener. I mean, there is a reason why we have two ears and one mouth, right? We should listen more than we talk. And I'm a firm believer in that, and we are here to learn something from others. And we only actually learn when we listen, because when we talk, we're only repeating things that we already know.
Mm. Wow. Wow. That was great. When we talk, we're only repeating things that we already know. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, you took me back on that one. I never heard that before in my life. That was great. I was listening to a radio interview that I was researching and doing all sorts of stuff, and you said something that really struck me. And it wasn't, like, profound. It was just normal. But the normalcy of it struck me. A friend gave you the secret. Instead of money, you asked for the secret. Can you take us all the way back to your mindset then and tell us about that story and what you learned from it?
Absolutely, Anthony. I mean, now, being here today, that was the best gift I ever had in life. It was the best thing that ever happened to me. But at that time, when my friend told me, when I called him from the beach, and I didn't want, of course, my family and friends to know that I failed and I fell hard, I did call this old colleague of mine that became a friend, and he didn't have any connection with my family, so I thought I might call him. So he doesn't know my family, and probably he won't say anything to anyone. But I asked him, well, I'm in a very bad situation in Thailand, and I'm here homeless on a beach, and I don't know what to do. Can I borrow some money so I can at least rent a little room again and move in and at least have somewhere to sleep, a bed and a shower? And he replied that, well, no, I'm not going to send you any money. I'm going to send you what I will send you is a book that might cheer you up. And when I heard that, of course, I got very frustrated and angry, and that was the last thing I needed, a book on a beach. I needed to get off the beach. But that book that he, the book that he sent was that first book that I ever read, actually, and that was The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. And when I read through that book, I got even more frustrated and more angry because I really didn't believe in any of that. I even become so frustrated at one time that I said, okay, instead of sitting on the beach and feel sorry for myself and blaming the world, I'm going to read this book and I'm going to disprove every single thing that they talk about. So I started to read the book to disprove all the methods.
Wow. So you went on a, let me prove this wrong. And
yeah.
And so what happened? When you were in your let me prove this wrong state, what was the result?
Well, I started to get the similar results that they were talking about. And then I was even more frustrated because I couldn't prove it wrong. But then I started to understand that this might work, or there might be something into something. And I got so dedicated to prove it wrong that I was doing all these exercises, almost obsessed by it. And that's why I guess I've become good at it, because I really had all the time in the world to sit on the beach, starting to visualize, started to believe in manifestations and all that. And most people, they say that this stuff doesn't work, and I agree with them, because they start to think of all these huge, enormous goals that I have, having $1 million or having that Ferrari or wherever. But I don't think we should start that way, because our subconscious mind will tell us that it doesn't work, and then we get conflicting thoughts and this opposite energy we're emitting. So I started to visualize someone giving me a cup of coffee. I mean, that would probably be believable, or that would probably be something that can happen. So I started to visualize that for 2 days in a row. And after 2 days, one of these jet ski boys who rents out jet skis and parasailing came up to me and said, well, I see you sleeping on the beach. I would like to offer you a cup of coffee.
Wow.
And that was the first that was the first little signal I got that, wow, this maybe works, this maybe not. So I started to visualize more and more after that, and that's suddenly how I started to, build myself up.
That's amazing. So what do you want to do next? What are you currently visualizing now that you're going to bring from the invisible world to the visible world?
Well, for now on, I want to travel and inspire people. I want to have great seminars with successful people all over the world. And it's time for me to give back and to make people understand that if I can move to a foreign country with no knowledge of any language or culture, with no funds, or doesn't matter if you're black or white or Indian, and doesn't matter what background you have or whoever you are, we all can make it. We all can be great. We all can live our dreams and fulfill our desires if we just have the right way of thinking and follow the principles of success and help each other to achieve them.
That's right. That's right. I completely agree with that. What would you tell someone right now that's on their own beach? Maybe a literal beach, can be a metaphorical beach. And
I would say,
go ahead.
I would say start with the small things. Start with the small goals, because they're the ones who gives you beliefs. They're the ones who give you courage, and they're the ones who show you the way that you're moving forward. So I believe that starting small is just a very, very important key to go before going for the big things at all. So start with small things you want to achieve or do, be, or have, because they are easier to obtain to get that courage to pursue the bigger things in life.
Wow. You know, that's in alignment with something I said with a conference. I was with Les Brown. I was doing a conference, and I want to see what your opinion is. This lady got so mad at me, Andreas, when I said it. I mean, she sent me a scathing email about how I was the scum of the earth, and my mama taught me better than that, and all sorts of stuff. And this is what I said. I said, ladies and gentlemen, stay away from people with low confidence. And they were like, wow, why would you say that? And I was like, because people with low confidence are quitters. And they was like, wow, what do you mean they're quitters? And I was like, because if you keep moving forward, you get little victories, and little victories give you confidence. And the more confidence you get is the more you have confidence. And if you don't have confidence, you're a quitter. What would you say to that very inflammatory statement that the lady, I mean, she wrote me a scathing email about this. What would you say about confidence and the lack of small victories? What would you say to that?
Well, I first of all, I agree with your sentence, and we have to build ourselves up, and we need that. So we cannot get that massive confidence inside of us if we doesn't achieve small little victories at first. It's the same story with the person who wins an Olympic gold medal. I mean, that person had been training for 10, 15 years to achieve it, but they have won several small tournaments before winning that big tournament. So it's all a process.
Wow, it absolutely is. Absolutely is. All right, so here I am. I'm chasing $1 billion. My goal is July 20th, 2020. So it's not too far away from now. And July 20th just happens to be my birthday as well, so it's kind of significant. And man, I'm like, I'm knocking down the door. I'm quarter of a billion, you know, 250 million. I'm knocking down the door, and I just restructured one of my businesses to reach more people. What advice would you give me knocking down the door of this $1 billion? And I want it too. Let me tell you, I want it so bad. It's something that I've just set my goal to. What would you tell me?
Well, I would ask you, Anthony, where is the big why? Why do you want to achieve that goal? And what would you do with the money when you achieve it? And where do you see yourself being when you have it? I mean, that's the key questions you need to ask, because having $1 billion is not the fun itself. It's what you're going to be, do, or have after you get it.
Yep, absolutely. So I have two major whys, but they're actually connected into one, so it's really one why. I want to create 100,000 millionaires because, like you, I was homeless. I spent my entire childhood homeless, and I want to give 80% of all my income back to the neighborhood that I came from. That's my why.
I love that. I respect that, and I love that. And that's what drives me forward as well, to be able to give back. The more I earn, the more I love to give back, because it's the giving back where the joy happens, the real joy happens. It's not actually making it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, because when you think about it, I mean, I've got enough money to enjoy life. It's okay. Like, I don't need more, right? Yeah. More money's not going to make me more happy, right? It's just not going to happen whatsoever. And you know that too. More money is equal to more happy. So the great question here is, what keeps you so fired up and happy?
Seeing other people improve in their aspects of life, because I could do a difference. That's what makes me happy, because when I pass away, when I'm 70, 60 years old, I can see myself staying on that deathbed. I'm not going to be happy or remember for all the money I made or all the cars I had or all the properties and buildings I made. Yes, I have all that, but what's going to make me happy is to look back at my life and see all the other people I was managed to inspire and make them having a better and successful life. That's the thing I want to remember.
Wow. All right. So let's just pause right here. We got so much more to cover because, you're killing this podcast right now, right? You got so much to cover. Ladies and gentlemen, his information is in the show notes. Here's what I want you all to do. I want you all to go click on his website. We're getting ready to talk about his book in a little bit. Pre-order the book. He's going to give you a fantastic ebook along with it, but I'll let him tell you about that. Just know it's all in the information on the show notes. Here's what I want you to do. All of y'all, I want you to the loyalty you have for me, I want you to push it on Andreas, okay? Go buy what he's doing. Go and just support what he's doing, because anything that you do, you're going to help him help hundreds of millions of people. So basically, if you buy from him, you become a philanthropist, okay? So that's what we're going to need you to do, right? I want you to do that, but it's all in the show notes. See from him, because I really want to support him in that way. And as soon as we're done, buddy, I'll be ordering your book as well. Now,
thank you.
So let's talk about, no problem. Let's talk about the book. As a matter of fact, I'm also going to send you a copy of my book as well, but we'll talk about that off air. Now,
absolutely.
The
book.
No problem. Homeless to Billionaire, The 18 Principles of Wealth, Attraction, and Creation, and Unlimited Opportunity. Boom. Wow. All right. It's so much there, right? Just free talk about your book, and I'll figure out something else to ask in a little bit.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, why write this book now?
Because I have more time now. I have a successful establishment, a successful companies that are taking care of itself more or less. So I have more freedom to do what I always want to do. And I feel that this is the time to really give back and to be able to reach so many more people than just in Thailand, and broaden my borders and help other people get inspired. And it was actually Joe Vitale who who motivated me to write the book, because I've always been a bit of a shy person to talk about my background and what I've been through, because I'm not a person who likes to brag about these things. And I told Joe Vital that, and he said, well, I don't think being homeless is about bragging, and he might be right there. So
yeah, definitely.
But he inspired me to write the book and help other people. So, and after I've been doing it, I've been getting a very good feedback back, and I get emails from all over the world now and saying that we follow the principles and that you've been teaching us in the events and seminars I hold around, and that really makes me happy that I can see that it works with others as well. So, yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. Now, you have, to my knowledge, at least to my team, I have my publishers researching, sending some information. She told me, you've got 20 companies, 250 employees. Is that about right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Like that? Okay, good. Now, how the heck did you pull that off? Come on. How did you do that, man?
Well, it doesn't happen overnight, of course. It's a lot of hard work behind, and that's what people need to understand. And to be extremely successful, we need to work extremely hard. But if we really love and enjoy what we do at the same time, it doesn't really feel like work. It feels like we're doing something that we're inspired by and we're motivated by. And hours, they feel like seconds, and days, they feel like hours, and as well years sometimes feel like days only when we do something we really strive about. And for me, my biggest passion is also to be able to create something in your mind, like an image or a small little movie, and then be able to touch it outside of yourself and see that it became a creation. For me, I love real estate, and seeing a building in my head, and the image in my head becomes a drawing, and from that drawing it becomes a price, and from that price it becomes construction, and then after I can feel, touch, and see it, I love just that process.
That's amazing. I have a team, like you, we got 250 employees, I have 54 employees, and I love them all, I'm sure you love them all, but I have a core team. Yeah, absolutely. I have a core of 7 people that literally made me famous. I mean, it just is what it is. I owe them everything. And as much as I can, I do my very best to give them props and credit and shout them out as much as I could. And I just feel you're the same way as me. So if you want to take this time right now to shout out some core people on this podcast, you're more than welcome to.
Well, of course, I'm happy you bring it up. No one else have done it before, Anthony, and I do agree, because it's not a one-man show, definitely not. I mean, I wouldn't be in the position I am today. You wouldn't be in the position you are today without these amazing people that we have around us. And I mean, we would never be able to do this. I mean, I see them as even smarter people than I. They're more driven. They're just amazing people to work with, and they make my life so much easier. I'm the motivator and an inspiration, perhaps, but without them, I would never be the person I am today. So, of course, I have a small little group calls up to me with my organizations, from my sales directors and my project managers and my architects and graphic designers and all these people around. I mean, all ideas doesn't come always from me. It's a combination of a fantastic teamwork that creates this success.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So shout out to you, core teams, and all of you 250, and because you do so much for Andreas. I mean, so much. It's just, and you never, guys, you never really know how important you are until we tell you. So we're both telling you right now, thank you on behalf of his amazing companies, because now he can write this beautiful book that we all get to enjoy. Let's go back to the book. What's your favorite principle? I know that's a hard question, because I hate when people ask me that one, but it seems to make for good radio, though, when people do ask for it. So what's your favorite principle of these 18 principles?
Whoa, you got me on guard there. I believe all 18 are of course important, but some of them are easier to adapt, and some of them takes a longer period to master, I guess. But one that I'm proud of is, of course, I call it the law of vibrational giving, and it's more or less whatever you seek in life, make sure you give it first. If it's success you want, make other people become successful. If it's money you seek, make sure to help other people make money, or if it's love you want, make sure to love yourself so you can give more into others. So I believe that whatever we put out in the world, that's something we get back tenfold. And it's the same if you put out anger or jealousy or hatred, you get that back tenfold. So whatever you want, make sure to admit that, give that first of all, and then you will see great transformations happen.
Wow. So I heard two things in there. I heard whenever you lack in an area, you give it. You called it law of vibrational giving. So if you don't have it, or if you desire it, give it first. I heard that. And then I also heard when you get it back, you're going to get more tenfold, is what you said, on the way back. So let's break both of those down for our listening audience. You just gave a thesis and then gave an argument for that thesis and then rallied around it with facts that if you are lacking in an area or if you desire something, don't take. Give first. How important is giving to the world and also from your perspective to that world?
It's, I mean, everything is created by giving first. We're all built of energy. We're all made of the same thing. So whatever you give, you receive back. You're actually just giving up certain energy out, and the universe itself will rearrange it and give back the same energy, but much more stronger. So it's very important for whatever you give. Most people, when they give something or ask something like a simple question, how are you today? We never mean it. It's dead, right? But if you really mean stuff, how are you today? Or how can I help you? Or you just give up first with good intentions and you feel joy and happiness while you're doing those things. That's the transformation. That's where the energy comes back to you tenfold. So it's important to observe yourself on a day-to-day basis.
Absolutely. Now, would you, I once heard, I think it was Rick Warren, he's a pastor at Saddleback Church, he wrote the book Purpose Driven Life or something like that. Hey, Purpose Driven Life. I once read in one of his books, he said that if you get things with the wrong motives, you'll get them, but then you'll have to protect what you just got.
Correct.
How much do you agree? Because I agree 100% with that one. Right? You know, your motives determine if you got to protect it or if you can, you know, freely have time to write a book. Because you don't have to protect your company, right? You know, some legal protections and lawyers and stuff. But you don't have wealth that you have to have a gun and, all over your eyes and stuff and shooting people because people are trying to rob you, right? How important it is it to do stuff with the correct motives?
Well, I think that's one of the most important things, whatever you do in life, is to do with correct motives. And it's the same with giving. Most people, they give in form of scarcity, or when they give something, they do that because they feel that they're obliged to, or they expect something back. And I believe that giving in whole, in total, you shouldn't expect anything back, because that's not your job to find out how it's going to come back and when and in what kind of form. So I agree with that 100% as well.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so let's talk more about you. I want to get the audience to know. Well, they're learning a lot about you right now, but let's home in to this law of vibration of giving. And you, how did you get there? Because it's not something you just learn by reading in a book. There's something. It has to jump in your awareness. How did you get from the beach, broke, no one's giving to you at all, to make sure that you give if you want to receive? How'd you get there?
Well, the thing that put everything in place was when I had one of my first, I was a sales manager for a real estate company, and I in Thailand, we have that belief that when on your birthday, say you're not expected to get presents, you're actually expected to give presents on your birthday. You need to
That's
give
amazing.
On your birthday to present to people who need it. So it became a habit for me to go to orphanages and schools or homes with old people. So every birthday I have, I went there with bags of gifts, or I bought a new bought curtains or a new TV or anything that they might wanted to have. And I started to see that my businesses and my deals and sales started to flow, and I started to get more income every time I did it. So I didn't know if it was a coincidence or not. And one day one of these orphanages called me and said that our houses look very old, and they do need the repainting the whole place, and they do need new toilets and curtains and mats and TV. So there was more of a restoration job, and even if I did, it was almost more than my whole salary, I decided to spend that whole salary to fulfill the request. And 2 months later, after I'd done it, that's how I got my first check in, and that was $1 million. After, if I count it now, it was 46 days after I renovated that orphanage that I earned my first $1 million. And that was the point that I knew, I understand that, wow, every time I give something, it comes so much more back.
That's insane. That's crazy. All right, two more things that I know for sure I want to talk about. Before I forget, I want to dress up. So you're a young, good-looking brother, okay? And I'm
thank
young,
you so far.
And I told her, no problem. I'm young and good-looking. Let me just say, just kidding. But no, we're both young. And here's something that I face when I'm in deals and stuff, or when I'm just when people they look at my age. Not everyone, you know, just people that have biases, right? Sometimes my age gets in the way of my reputation, right? It's just like, come on, that can't be true. And people want to investigate my accomplishments to see if it's true because I'm 37. Yeah, I'm 37. Now, do you face that?
Same as me.
Tell us about it.
Yeah. Well, I'm 37 in next month, so we're in the same age, Anthony.
Look at that. Look at that. That's why I'm reviving so much. Okay, yeah. So you're 36, about to be 37. Here you are. You're the youngest man in the room. But you've had to fight more than most people in the room when you get there. How much do you think your past troubles make you qualify to sit at the table with people who basically, you know, just had to show up to get there, stay in college, and, you know, made a few deals and daddy gave them some stuff? How much more are you, not more qualified, not comparing, but how much better do you feel or qualified do you feel that, you know what, I had to be homeless just to sit at this table?
Well, I mean, from all the trials and errors and failures and everything that I've been through from my early age, I believe that's one of the key fundamental things that made me into the person I am today. So everyone has different ways of life or different walks of life. So, but I believe that, of course, I get a lot of people when they finally meet me, they say, wow, we expected you to be much older because they only read about me, but I don't think that I'm just 37 years old, and I usually say success has nothing to do with age. It has to do with mind and the experiences you have had in your life.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I agree with that. So let's have some – let's switch over to a little fun, man, and then we'll let you go because I know you're busy. Let's go with health real quick. Before we have some fun, how important – because there seems to be a direct correlation between health and success. I'm not saying if you're healthy, you'll be successful, but I am most certainly saying everyone who's successful takes their health very seriously. What would you say to that?
I agree once again, Anthony. Like we heard it a million times before, and it's getting boring to hear it, but your health is your wealth. And I do believe that profoundly, because imagine to have $1 million or $1 billion, or having the dream of living the dream life you have of visiting these old countries and experiencing all things. But what if you're sick? Would you enjoy it as much?
Not
if
at
you
all.
Had a terminal illness? No, of course you would do everything to just be healthy again. So I mean, that's I believe to be rich and to be wealthy is to be healthy. That's the first thing, first of all, to be able to have a prosperous life. And even I love all this extreme sport and going to the gym and playing football and keeping myself active. But I have many days where I don't want to go out of bed and I'm lazy and I don't want to do that, or I just feel drained. But as soon as I just take that step and I go hit the gym, I go play football, suddenly directly after I just feel so much better. So it's a form of discipline as well. We need to dedicate ourselves to spend that extra hour a week or spend that 2 extra hours every 7-8 days to be able to do it, because it gives us confidence. It gives us, it releases endorphins, and we feel good about it. So it's very, very important to have that part of life.
Amazing. I'm going to ask you one more question, and we're going to have some fun with some rapid-fire questions, and we're out of here, buddy. Tell us, it's not a question, just a request that I have for you. I want you to tell them how to order your book, even though it's in the show notes. I just wanted to sink in ahead. Tell them how we can order your book, and what do we get for ordering your book?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, not right now. The book is released 7th of May, but everyone can pre-order it now, either on Amazon or directly on our website, and that is andrespira.com. And we also have, if you go into the website, you can download a short version of the 18 principles. And if you like that, you can order the book. And also, you can download the first chapter of the book if you're interested in that. So feel free to reach out.
Amazing. Appreciate you. So everybody go out there, order the book on Amazon. I'll probably more than likely get mine on Amazon. I was going on the website, but I know it's on Amazon. But I just want to increase your rankings, right, because it's going to all be weak. Hey, I'm a salesperson. What can I say?
Yeah, thanks.
Definitely so we can increase the ranking. Well, yeah, for sure. Definitely.
I still need to give them the options.
Yeah, you need to get the option for sure, yeah. But me being a salesperson, I'm like, hey, let's make this guy a bestseller ASAP, right? You know.
I appreciate that.
Man,
thanks,
definitely.
Anthony.
No, definitely, man. It's been a wonderful, fun pleasure just meeting you, and I'm looking forward to staying connected with you as well. Let's have some rapid-fire fun. I just Googled some questions, fun questions real quick. I saved them. I Googled them a long time ago, but I saved them because I like them to ask for particular people. Are you more of a hunter or a gatherer?
Always a hunter.
Ah, that's my man. I like it. Okay. You're a new addition to a crayon box. What color would you be and why?
Blue and yellow.
Okay, fair enough. Two colors. What do you think about when you're alone in your car?
Mountaintops.
Okay. Interesting. Me being from Texas, we ain't got too many of those out here, man. We got too many of those. Hill cut those. Plateau country right here. Very flat. What's your favorite 90s jam?
Oh. Actually, I don't know the answer to that.
Fair enough. We're going to put something from some punk rock band on him right now. You're going to some boy band, NSYNC, Bye Bye.
I would say Guns N' Roses.
All right, Guns N' Roses, good. Look, while you play it, NSYNC, Bye 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 was actually one of my favorite songs, so I was actually telling on myself.
Cool. There you go.
There you go. What were you like in high school?
I didn't go to high school.
Okay, I love it. Didn't go to high school, billionaire today. Love it. What's the funniest thing that has ever happened to you? What's the funniest thing that happened to you recently?
Ooh, recently, yes. Being on this podcast with amazing people like you.
Boom! I love it. That's it. I like it. I appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. Last question.
Sure.
Penguin walks through the door right now wearing a sombrero. What does he say and why?
Well, I would say you're not in Texas yet.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Andreas Pia, it's been a wonderful pleasure. I mean, you're just so much fun, man. I'm telling you, I'm going to get your book the moment we hang up, and then I'll get some information from you, and I'll send you mine. I've got copies reserved for wonderful guests, so I'll send you mine as well. And, man, it's just been a pleasure. Just do me one more favor. I want you to think about the old you, the beach you. Okay? I want you to go to the beach in your mind, and I want you to think about all the people in the beach situation just like you were, and then give them a word of transformation right now that they don't know they need to hear, but you're the one person qualified to give it to them.
Well, for everyone out there, I would say that once again, it doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter how you look like. It doesn't matter what financial backgrounds you have or what language you speak or whatever dream or desire you may have. With the right mindset, with the right power of thinking, with the right steadiness and discipline and persistence, any single goal or any desire or anything that you want to be, do, or have, it's achievable. You just have to believe in it and never, ever turn back and never give up.
There it is, man. Tell them how they can reach you, even though it's in the show notes.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Anthony.
I sure appreciate all of you. Thank you very much. We're going to his information in the show notes. This has been the Secret to Success podcast. Andreas, you have permission to come back again. The next time you're promoting something, hey, buddy, we're two salespeople. Let's get together and sell it for you, all right? Let's get
I would love that. That would be cool, man. Yeah, I'm like I said, I need to go down to Texas within the next few months to meet Joe Vitale there, and we're going to hold some seminars around. And I would love to even maybe, if you're around, to say hello to you in person.
So well, there it is, man. I will make sure I should come out there because Joe. I was just watching Joe Vitale in The Compass. It's I forget the coach's name that's on The Compass, but I was just watching him like 30 minutes ago. And of course, he's on The Secret as well, so he's a rock star. He's the pencil guy, you know? He's a rock star.
Yeah, definitely.
Sure, thank you very much. Man, love you, brother. I'm so happy for your success. And give me a little bit, a year, and then we'll be able to swap some billions around together, okay?
Absolutely. Sounds like a plan. Thank you, Anthony.
That's a plan. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody.
Meet Peter. Peter wants to live his dreams. He searched online to find training that will help. Then he came across Plant Better University. Plant Better University is the Netflix of personal development. Every month, new classes are added to bring value to your membership. Become a master of finance, personal development, sales training, business, real estate, investing, public speaking, health, psychology, and more. Imagine if you could get a master's degree of information on any topic of your dreams for a price lower than a Netflix membership. Become successful simply because success is your birthright. Contact us today.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world, not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic, $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions. $22 an hour. Paid training. And I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they would skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations, and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated number one hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. All spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.